And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 20th of December, 2024. The publication of Blissful Basil, over 100 plant-powered recipes to unearth vibrancy, health, and happiness, by Ashley Melillo, was on this day in 2016. Experience the happiest side of life through beautiful, nourishing foods. Ashley Melillo believes in enjoying a wide variety of wholesome foods in order to thrive physically, mentally, and emotionally. For her blog, Blissful Basil, she finds innovative ways to use plants for fun, flavorful dishes that keep her readers coming back. Her gorgeous debut cookbook brings brand new recipes plus a handful of signature dishes from her kitchen to yours. Blissful Basil focuses on bringing out the best flavors of whole foods. What's more, most of the recipes are free from refined sugars. When you treat plants with love and a splash of creativity, you'll discover dishes that are flavor-packed and satisfying, whether it's a quick breakfast or a savory dinner. This is a cookbook for anyone in search of an accessible way to cook and enjoy more delicious, health-giving meals. Make your table a blissful place where wonderful foods rejuvenate your body, delight your palate, and enhance your well-being. With Blissful Basil, each meal is a new opportunity to choose foods that are as beneficial as they are delectable. And the organization Wishbone Animal Rights Lab is calling all vegans for an interview with Lifting Vegan Logic and mystery guests today from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 600 Bay Street, Suite 308 in Toronto, Ontario. Lifting Vegan Logic, a.k.a. Danny Ishe, uses logic, reason, and wicked sarcasm to counter anti-vegan arguments. His content includes humorous skits, informative posts, and debates aimed at debunking misconceptions about veganism. See Wishbone Animal Rights Lab's website for more information. And here's a poem for today, Advent, by Christina Rossetti. This Advent moon shines cold and clear. These Advent nights are long. Our lamps have burned year after year, and still their flame is strong. Watchmen, what of the night? We cry, hearts sick with hope deferred. No speaking signs are in the sky, is still the watchman's word. The porter watches at the gate, the servants watch within. The watch is long betimes, and late, the prize is slow to win. Watchmen, what of the night? But still his answer sounds the same. No daybreak tops the utmost hill, nor pale are lamps of flame. One to another hear them speak, the patient virgins wise. Surely he is not far to seek, all night we watch and rise. The days are evil looking back, the coming days are dim. Yet count we not his promise slack, but watch and wait for him. One with another, soul with soul, they kindle fire from fire. Friends watch us who have touched the goal. They urge us, come up higher. With them shall rest our waysore feet. With them is built our home with Christ. They sweet, but he most sweet, sweeter than honeycomb. There no more parting, no more pain, the distant ones brought near. The lost so long are found again. Long lost, but longer dear. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, nor heart conceived that rest. With them are good things long deferred, with Jesus Christ our best. We weep because the night is long. We laugh, for day shall rise. We sing a slow, contented song and knock at paradise. Weeping, we hold him fast who wept for us. We hold him fast. And will not let him go except he bless us first or last. Weeping, we hold him fast tonight. We will not let him go till daybreak smite our wearied sight and summer smite the snow. Then fig shall bud and dove with dove shall coo the livelong day. Then he shall say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. Advent by Christina Rossetti. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that we weep because the night is long. We laugh, for day shall rise.